Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Why hard work alone is not enough, the missing wisdom that changes everything. Wisdom Seeds. YP, do you believe hard work guarantees success? It does not. You work hard every single day, yet still feel stuck, frustrated, and exhausted. Hard work matters, but effort without wisdom can lead to burnout, bad decisions, and wasted years. Some people are climbing fast, not because they work harder than everyone else, but because they understand timing, direction, relationships, discipline, and God's guidance. Hard work matters, but hard work without wisdom can leave you exhausted, frustrated, and stuck in the same place year after year. A man can work 16 hours a day and still destroy his health, neglect his family, and make foolish financial decisions. Another person may work fewer hours but make wiser choices that build stability over time. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10 says, "If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success." January 23, that verse paints a clear picture. Imagine you're chopping a tree with a blunt axe. Sweat pours down your face. Your hands hurt. Wood chips barely move. The problem is not effort. The problem is the tool. Do you live that way? Why work hard but never improve your skills? You stay busy but never think strategically. Why repeat the same mistakes for 10 years and call it experience? Wisdom sharpens the axe. Joseph worked hard in Egypt, but wisdom separated him from everybody else. While others panicked during the famine, Joseph prepared ahead because God gave him understanding. Genesis 41 shows how preparation saved entire nations. Hard work without wisdom burns energy. Hard work with wisdom creates results. You stay poor because you confuse motion with progress. A man spends hours scrolling social media while calling himself an entrepreneur because he thinks about business ideas all day but never builds anything real. A worker complains constantly about low pay but refuses to learn new skills or improve reliability. Proverbs 14 verse 23 says, "All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty." Notice the difference between work and talk. Do you dream and not prepare? Do you stay disciplined long enough to see growth? Hard work also needs direction. Imagine digging a deep hole for 6 months only to realize you dug in the wrong place. Effort alone cannot fix wrong direction. That is why prayer, wisdom, and counsel matter. February 23, Psalm 127 verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain." You can climb the ladder of success and still discover it leaned against the wrong wall. You gain money but lose peace. Gain promotion but lose family. Gain influence but lose integrity. Success without God eventually empties you. God does not call you to laziness. The Word of God repeatedly honors diligence. But He also calls you to wisdom, character, and purpose. Work hard. Learn constantly. Stay humble. Trust God more than your own strength. Hard work opens doors. Wisdom helps you walk through the right ones. The wisdom successful people use every day. Successful people are not always more talented than everybody else. Often, they practice small habits consistently, while others live carelessly. The book of Proverbs talks about this constantly. Wisdom is not magic. Wisdom appears in daily choices repeated over time. Proverbs 13 verse 4 says, "A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied." Diligence separates people quietly. A worker arrives on time every day, while others stroll in late with excuses. A business owner answers messages, ignoring customers for days. March 23, a student studies every night while classmates waste evenings watching videos until 2 in the morning. Years later, the gap becomes obvious. Small habits create large outcomes. Daniel practiced this kind of discipline. Even in Babylon, surrounded by pressure and temptation, he stayed faithful to God and consistent in character. Daniel 6 verse 3 says, "Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities. People trusted Daniel because his life stayed consistent. Real success grows from consistency. Not mood. Not motivation. Consistency. Why wait to feel inspired before you work? Wise people work even when feelings disappear. A farmer cannot skip planting seeds because he feels tired. Harvest depends on discipline. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Successful people also protect their time. A man spends 4 hours every evening watching random videos online. Then he wonders why his goals never move forward. Another person uses 1 hour nightly to study, build skills, pray, read, or create something useful. 5 years later, his life looks completely different. Ephesians 5 verses 15 to 16 says, "Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." Wisdom values time because time never returns. Successful people stay teachable. April 23, pride blocks growth. A young employee who accepts correction will usually rise faster than a talented employee who rejects advice. Proverbs 15 verse 31 says, "Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise." Nobody grows without correction. Successful people also control emotions. One angry outburst can damage trust built over years. One careless decision can destroy opportunity. Proverbs 16 verse 32 says, "Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city." Self-control matters at work, in business, and in leadership. Wisdom appears in ordinary moments. Showing up faithfully. Keeping your word. Managing money carefully. Treating people honestly. Praying before major decisions. These habits look small daily, but over time they shape entire lives. Biblical wisdom for career growth. Are you one of those who chase career success while ignoring God completely? You pray only when problems appear, but you build a career using worldly thinking the rest of the time. God cares about how you work. Colossians 3 verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." That changes the perspective completely. 5:23, your work is not only about salary. Your work reflects your character. Joseph understood this in Egypt. Even as a servant and prisoner, he worked faithfully. Genesis 39 verse 2 says, "The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered." Notice something important. Joseph served faithfully before promotion arrived. Many people want leadership without preparation. They want influence without discipline. They want to increase without responsibility. God often develops character before opening bigger doors. David spent years tending sheep before becoming king. Those lonely fields prepared him for battles later. Do not despise small beginnings. Zechariah 4 verse 10 says, "Who dares despise the day of small things?" A worker who handles small tasks faithfully builds trust. A woman who manages little money wisely becomes ready for greater responsibility. A man who works honestly builds real integrity. Career growth also requires wisdom in relationships. Your attitude matters. Your reputation matters. How you treat people matters. Proverbs 22 verse 1 says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches." One dishonest act can stain a reputation for years. A business owner may gain quick profit through lies, but customers eventually leave when trust disappears. June 23, an employee who constantly gossips at work may destroy opportunities without realizing it. Daniel gained favor because people could trust him. Daniel 6 verse 4 says officials could find no corruption in him. That kind of integrity still stands out today, where dishonesty has become common. Career growth also requires learning. Proverbs 18 verse 15 says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge." You should improve your skills. Study your craft. Learn from mistakes. Stay humble enough to grow. A mechanic who studies new technology stays valuable. A teacher who keeps learning teaches better. A young entrepreneur who listens carefully avoids expensive mistakes. God opens doors no one else can open, but laziness still destroys opportunity. Proverbs 10 verse 4 says, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." Prayer does not replace responsibility. Faith does not replace effort. Trust God while still doing the work placed before you. Most career growth happens slowly. Seeds take time before harvest appears. Some people quit too early because they expect instant results. Stay faithful. Stay teachable. Stay honest. July 23, God often raises people quietly before others notice what He is doing. The workplace trap that destroys good people. Not every workplace trap looks dangerous. Some traps look like opportunities. Others look like harmless compromises. A good person can slowly become dishonest, bitter, prideful, or spiritually empty without noticing the change happening inside. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Do not be misled, bad company corrupts good character." Environment matters. The people around you influence your thinking, speech, and behavior more than you realize. A worker joins co-workers who constantly mock integrity. At first, he stays quiet. He starts laughing at the same corruption he once rejected. A woman enters a workplace where gossip spreads daily. She joins conversations she once considered wrong. Compromise usually grows slowly. Nobody wakes up planning to destroy their character. Small compromises create bigger compromises later. Daniel faced this pressure in Babylon. He worked inside a pagan government filled with corruption and idolatry, yet Daniel remained faithful to God. Daniel 1 verse 8 says, "Daniel resolved not to defile himself." That decision happened before temptation intensified. You must decide your values before pressure arrives. The workplace can also trap people through greed. Some people sacrifice everything for promotion and money. 8/23, they neglect family. Ignore health. Abandon spiritual life. They gain status but lose peace. Mark 8 verse 36 says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" Success without God creates emptiness no salary can fix. Another dangerous trap is comparison. Social media worsens this problem daily. A man sees old classmates buying houses and expensive cars online. Suddenly, he feels behind in life. He starts making reckless financial decisions, trying to impress people. Comparison destroys gratitude. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 4 says, "All toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another." Envy leads people into exhaustion because somebody else appears more successful. The workplace also tests integrity. A manager asks you to manipulate numbers dishonestly. Coworkers pressure you to lie for convenience. Clients offer shortcuts that violate your convictions. Those moments reveal character. Proverbs 11 verse 3 says, "The integrity of the upright guides them." Integrity protects you even when dishonesty appears profitable temporarily. One employee may cheat for promotion. Another may remain honest and advance more slowly. In the end, character outlasts shortcuts. September 23, the workplace should not become your identity. Your job matters, but your soul matters more. If work becomes your God, work will eventually crush you because no career can carry the weight of your identity. Your worth does not come from position, salary, or titles. Your worth comes from God. Work faithfully. Serve honestly. But never lose yourself chasing success that cannot satisfy your soul. How laziness quietly ruins your destiny. Laziness rarely looks dramatic. It usually looks comfortable. A person sleeps a little longer every morning. Delays responsibilities until tomorrow. Keeps saying, "I'll start later." Years pass faster than expected. Proverbs 24 verses 30-31 gives a powerful picture. "I went past the field of a sluggard. Thorns had come up everywhere." The field did not collapse overnight. Neglect slowly destroyed it. That is how laziness works. You keep postponing study sessions. Exam failure eventually arrives. You avoid difficult conversations in your marriage. Distance slowly grows between you and your wife. A person talks constantly about starting a business but never takes real action. The dream still exists only in conversation. Laziness destroys potential quietly. October 23, God created you to work, create, build, serve, and grow. Even before sin entered the world, Adam received work in the garden. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10 says, "The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat." Scripture speaks strongly about laziness because laziness wastes life. Do you blame demons, bad luck, or other people for problems created by your lack of discipline? A young man spends 6 hours daily gaming while refusing to develop skills. He complains that nobody gives him opportunities. An employee arrives late repeatedly and works carelessly. When promotion passes him by, bitterness grows. Opportunities often go toward reliable people. Proverbs 12 verse 24 says, "Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor." Discipline creates freedom. Laziness creates bondage. Laziness also affects spiritual life. Prayer becomes inconsistent. Bible reading disappears. Conviction weakens. A spiritually lazy person slowly drifts away from God without realizing how far they have moved. Jesus warned about this in Matthew 26 verse 41, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Spiritual strength requires attention. Nobody stays strong accidentally. One pastor described laziness this way: "Rust destroys iron slowly." That picture fits perfectly. November 23, laziness does not always destroy life quickly. It destroys life gradually through neglect. Small disciplines matter. Waking up on time matters. Keeping your word matters. Finishing tasks matters. Showing consistency matters. Luke 16 verse 10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." God watches faithfulness in small things. When you pray for large opportunities while neglecting basic responsibilities already sitting in front of you, destiny often grows through ordinary discipline repeated daily. You may not become successful overnight, but daily discipline shapes who you become over time. Why some people stay stuck financially? Not every financial struggle comes from laziness. Some people face hardship for illness, economic problems, injustice, or an unexpected crisis. But many people stay financially trapped because they keep repeating unwise habits. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says, "The wise store up choice food in olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down." Wise people prepare. Foolish people consume everything immediately. A man receives extra income and spends it within 2 days on clothes, gadgets, and impressing friends. Another person saves part of it, pays debts carefully, and plans. 5 years later, their lives look very different. December 23, money reveals the habits already living inside people. Why do you stay trapped? Because you refuse discipline. They buy things to impress people they secretly envy. They chase appearance instead of stability. A woman may carry the newest phone while struggling to pay rent because image matters more to her than wisdom. Proverbs 13 verse 7 says, "One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing." That verse sounds modern even though it was written long ago. Do you live under pressure because you spend emotionally? Sadness leads to shopping. Stress leads to impulsive purchases. Comparison leads to debt. Wisdom asks questions before spending. Do I truly need this? Will this purchase create peace or pressure? Debt often steals freedom slowly. Proverbs 22 verse 7 says, "The borrower is slave to the lender." Debt can trap people emotionally for years. A young couple once spent a huge amount of money on a wedding to impress guests they barely knew. After one glamorous day ended, they spent years struggling under financial pressure. Temporary attention created long-term stress. Financial wisdom also requires contentment. Greed keeps people restless because enough never feels like enough. 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Contentment does not mean refusing growth. It means refusing to worship money. 1323. Some wealthy people still live anxiously because greed never rests. Others have less money yet sleep peacefully because wisdom guides their lives. Financial growth usually happens slowly. Small savings matter. Consistent discipline matters. Honest work matters. Quick-rich schemes often destroy people because greed blinds judgment. Proverbs 28 verse 20 says, "The one eager to get rich will not go unpunished." Many scams succeed because people want fast wealth without patience or wisdom. God cares about stewardship. Money is a tool, not a master. If money controls your heart, it will control your decisions too. Wise people learn to manage money before it grows because a larger income does not fix foolish habits but often magnifies them. Wisdom principles that open doors. You think connections alone open doors. Connections help, but character keeps doors open. Proverbs 18 verse 16 says, "A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great." Your gift matters. Your skill matters. But wisdom determines how far those gifts take you. Joseph interpreted dreams skillfully, but his integrity and wisdom kept him in leadership. Daniel possessed knowledge, but his character separated him from others. 14/23 doors often open quietly through consistent faithfulness. Do you answer emails carefully, while others work carelessly? Trust grows. A man keeps showing up prepared while co-workers arrive disorganized. Responsibility increases. Little actions build reputation over time. Luke 16 verse 10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." Faithfulness attracts responsibility. Do you want big opportunities while neglecting small assignments? David fought lions and bears before facing Goliath. Preparation happened privately before recognition came publicly. Wisdom also teaches you how to treat others. Harsh, arrogant people often close doors they never notice closing. Proverbs 15 verse 1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath." A respectful employee may receive opportunities because people enjoy working with them. A business owner who treats customers honestly builds loyalty stronger than expensive advertising. People remember how you make them feel. Wisdom knows when to speak and when to stay silent. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 7 says there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. Some people destroy opportunities because they talk too much. They gossip. Complain constantly. Expose immaturity publicly. Wise people understand timing. 15/23 prayer also opens doors that human effort cannot open. Revelation 3 verse 8 says, "See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." God can create opportunities nobody expected. One person submits applications everywhere without success. Another receives an unexpected recommendation through someone they treated kindly years earlier. You never know which relationship, conversation, or act of integrity God may use later. Do not become bitter during waiting seasons. Many doors open slowly. Roots grow underground before fruit appears above ground. Stay faithful where you are. Keep improving your skills. Keep your character clean. Keep trusting God. When preparation and opportunity meet, people often call it luck. But wisdom is usually prepared quietly long before the door opens. What the Bible says about excellence. Excellence is not perfection. Excellence means doing your work with care, honesty, discipline, and respect for God. Daniel lived this way. Daniel 6 verse 3 says, "Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by the exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom." Daniel worked so faithfully that even his enemies struggled to find fault in him. That kind of character still stands out today. 16/23 A worker who keeps showing up late blends into the crowd. A worker who arrives prepared, keeps promises, and finishes assignments carefully becomes hard to ignore. Excellence reflects your attitude toward God, not just your employer. Colossians 3 verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord." That changes ordinary work completely. A cleaner sweeping the floor can work with excellence. A teacher preparing lessons can work with excellence. Excellence means refusing careless habits. A contractor who rushes through building work may hide weak wiring behind walls. Months later, an electrical fire damaged the house. A nurse who ignores small details during treatment may endanger a patient. Small acts of carelessness create large problems later. Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, "Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings." Skill opens doors. Lazy work closes them. Excellence also requires consistency. Anybody can work hard one day. Character appears when you stay faithful repeatedly. Joseph worked faithfully as a servant before he ruled in Egypt. David cared for sheep before leading a nation. God often watches how you handle ordinary responsibilities before trusting you with larger opportunities. Excellence does not mean exhausting yourself trying to impress everybody. 17:23 Some people chase perfection because they fear criticism. That pressure eventually drains joy and peace. Excellence focuses on faithfulness, not performance for applause. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, "Am I not trying to win the approval of human beings, or of God?" You cannot build your identity around praise from people because praise changes quickly. One week, people celebrate you. Next week, they will criticize you. Godly excellence stays steady because it flows from integrity, not ego. A young employee once cleaned restaurant tables after closing hours while others rushed home. The owner trusted him with management because he had already proven faithful in small things. Excellence grows quietly when you honor God in your work, even ordinary tasks gain purpose. The difference between being busy and being productive. Busy does not always mean productive. A person can run around all day answering messages, attending meetings, and multitasking constantly while accomplishing almost nothing meaningful. Martha struggled with this in Luke 10 verses 38-42. She worked hard serving guests while Mary sat listening to Jesus. Martha became frustrated because she stayed busy while Mary stayed focused. Jesus responded, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed." That sentence exposes a problem that destroys peace today. Constant activity can distract you from what matters most. A man spends hours checking emails, scrolling social media, and reacting to notifications. At the end of the day, he feels exhausted but still avoids the important 18/23 project sitting unfinished on his desk. A student spends 6 hours studying while constantly switching between videos, music, and chat messages. Very little learning actually happens. Busyness creates the feeling of progress without real movement. Productivity requires focus. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10 says, "If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success." Wisdom works smarter, not just harder. Jesus stayed productive because he lived with purpose. Crowds constantly demanded his attention, yet he still withdrew to pray, taught intentionally, and focused on his mission. He did not allow every urgent request to control his direction. You must learn that not every urgent thing deserves your attention. Some distractions arrive disguised as responsibility. A business owner keeps saying yes to every opportunity until exhaustion destroys quality. A worker fills every hour with tasks but never pauses to think clearly, pray, or plan wisely. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Wise people respect time because life moves quickly. Productive people usually make difficult choices. They say no to distractions. They finish what matters first. They create structure instead of living reactively. One writer described distraction this way: a phone buzzing every 5 minutes trains the mind to stay shallow. That picture feels painfully real today. 19/23 deep work requires attention. Prayer requires attention. Growth requires attention. Even rest requires wisdom. Some people stay busy because silence makes them uncomfortable. Constant noise keeps them from facing problems inside their hearts. Jesus often withdrew from crowds to pray because strength grows in quiet places. Mark 6 verse 31 says, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Rest is not laziness. Rest prepares you to work with clarity again. Being productive means doing the right things with wisdom, focus, and purpose. Being busy means staying occupied. Those are not the same thing. How wisdom creates opportunities. Wisdom creates opportunities because wisdom changes how you think, speak, work, and treat people. Proverbs 3 verses 13 to 16 says, "Blessed are those who find wisdom. She is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold." Wisdom produces results that money alone cannot buy. A person with wisdom earns trust. A person with wisdom handles conflict calmly. A person with wisdom sees danger before disaster arrives. That kind of character opens doors naturally. Joseph is one of the clearest examples in Scripture. While prisoners around him focused only on survival, Joseph paid attention to people, interpreted dreams faithfully, and served with integrity even during suffering. 20-23 Eventually, Pharaoh heard about him. One moment changed Joseph's entire future. But that moment rested on years of hidden preparation. Opportunity usually meets prepared people. A young woman works quietly and faithfully at a small shop. She greets customers warmly, keeps records carefully, and solves problems without complaining. One customer notices her consistency and later recommends her for a better position. Wisdom often creates opportunities through ordinary moments. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." Half-hearted work rarely creates strong opportunities. Wisdom also helps you recognize doors others miss. While others panic during problems, wise people stay calm enough to think clearly. During the famine, Joseph stored grain. During danger, Noah built the ark. During the crisis, Esther used courage wisely instead of remaining silent. Wisdom sees beyond the immediate moment. Proverbs 8 verse 12 says, "I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence, I possess knowledge and discretion." Discretion matters deeply. Some people destroy opportunities because they cannot control their mouths. They gossip publicly, argue constantly online, speak carelessly during emotional moments. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." One reckless sentence can damage trust built over years. Wisdom also creates opportunities through relationships. 21:23 People remember reliability. They remember honesty. They remember humility. A pastor once told the story of a young man who stayed after church every week, stacking chairs quietly without being asked. Months later, someone offered him a job because they noticed his attitude long before they noticed his skills. Character speaks loudly. Matthew 25 verse 21 says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things." Faithfulness attracts responsibility. God often opens doors gradually instead of instantly. One small opportunity leads to another. One act of integrity builds greater trust. One wise decision protects a future blessing. You do not need to force every door open yourself. Walk in wisdom. Stay faithful. Keep learning. Treat people well. God knows how to place the right opportunity in front of you at the right time. Hard work is powerful, but hard work without wisdom can become painful. You can spend years moving fast in the wrong direction. That is why the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. God never called you to labor harder. He calls them to walk wisely, think clearly, and depend on Him for direction. When wisdom and hard work come together, life begins to produce lasting fruit. 22:23 Stop depending on effort alone. Pray for wisdom, learn continuously, make better decisions, and allow God to guide your steps. One wise decision can accomplish what years of struggle could not. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast 23/23.